blogtalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two. We're kicking it off here. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The show is about your calls. We've got them rolling in. We're going to get to them here moments from now. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com and check out the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting there. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Kick off the show. If you got calls, we kick off the hour with your calls. Let's go to Lloyd in Connecticut. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How are you doing?
Excellent.
You know, talking about roads, look at the towns. Towns are little corporations to build roads, right? How would an individual build a road? You couldn't. You'd have to incorporate, and then you'd be back where you started from, and everybody as a group would have to incorporate or be involved and create some kind of town or community to build the road, to let people on the road.
So I think that an individual could build a road. I'm not proposing that that's the solution here. I'm not for privately owned roads. I don't particularly think that that's going to fly with the American people, but I could build a road on my little tiny lot in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Well, I think that you could make it fly with people if you showed them the benefits. For instance, and I don't know where it is, but I was reading, I think it was in the John Stossel book, Give Me a Break. He actually gives an example of a private lane on a highway. There's actually apparently there's a highway of some sort, mm-hmm. and then there's a lane or two that's actually totally privately owned.
Hmm.
They've got those scanners set up, so you just drive through. There's no toll booths or anything like that.
Like a SunPass.
Right. They scan your little UPC code on your vehicle, and there's no speed limit on that particular road.
It's a toll road built by a corporation.
Right. That's correct. But all I was saying is that would be one way to get them to understand that, here I am stuck in traffic on the government road, and everybody is driving by me in the toll lane on the left. Which one do I want to choose?
But the government and the corporations are so intermeshed. How do you separate them? You know,
Diminish the size of the government?
You diminish the size of your government. That's what you're trying to do now, and what happens is the corporation will be running it instead of the government.
Well, I mean, right. you're gonna pay for a road one way or the other, right? You pay for roads now.
Right.
So, I mean, either way, you're going to pay for roads. I mean, nothing's for free.
But most of your tax dollars aren't going for the roads. You're going for other things. You know, give it to this country, give it to this.
Oh, certainly.
The military, right? And that's why your whole infrastructure is just falling apart.
Well, we definitely need to get the government out of almost everything that it does. And in the case of roads, if we were to turn it over to private industry or turn it over to business conglomerations, people that just want to build roads, in that case, the costs would go down. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Even when government contracts its road building out to the lowest bidder, and we find that costs drop tremendously, as opposed to a government that just gives a sweetheart deal to one particular company and just lets them build all the roads in one town. So
well,
I think more competition is definitely a good
thing.
Right,
they could outsource the roads and have the Mexicans come in and build the roads, right?
There you go.
There you go, Lloyd.
Cut the unions out of it, right?
Absolutely. Cut those unions out. Lloyd,
I think that some people want unions because they want the high-quality labor.
I think that you suggested a union is necessarily more high quality than non-union is a little bit sick.
I think the unions would disagree.
Okay. Well, of course they would. Lloyd, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, I just, you had something else about, you know, people's work. And, you know, most people I know who work for a living, like, would rather work 4 hours a day than 8 hours a day, and rather would retire early than retire at 65, because most people don't live long enough to collect it who work
okay.
for a living. You see what I'm saying?
What about it?
Absolutely. But,
To free up the labor so you don't have to overwork at something you don't particularly like doing, you know, you could have more people working.
How are you suggesting we do that?
Have more people working less hours, right?
Well, actually, what we could do is cut the size of government. We could cut the size of government drastically back, and then you really would, literally, you'd be able to work half the amount of time and make the same amount of money that you make today.
Because they tax you, you know, between 35 and...
And
65%.
Yeah.
Right, which would, again, change the value of the money depending on what the...
Yeah, give it more value. You'd have more disposable income. So there you go, Lloyd. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brent in New York City. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, Manwich.
Hey, Brent, what's up, man? How are things in the center of the universe?
The center of the universe is pretty good.
That's good to hear. What'd you call in about tonight?
I was just listening to you guys online, and I figured I'd call and say hello since I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, it's nice to hear you.
Brent, did you have an issue? Because nobody knows who you are, dude. I don't even know who you are.
Well, I have an issue. I've been hearing you talk about a lot of freedom, right, as opposed to government intervention.
Absolutely.
Is that the topic on hand?
That's usually the overriding theme of the show.
Okay.
It seems to be, at least. Unless you got a personal issue.
I don't have a personal issue. So you're a big believer of getting government completely out of our lives?
I as much as possible. I'd like to privatize as many things as possible.
Privatize. Well,
I think marketize is better. Free marketize.
I think it's just a confusing word.
I think privatize has been bastardized. But okay, Brent, what do you think about that?
Well, I think you need a balance. I don't think that you completely get government.
Like what? What's your favorite government program, Brent?
What's my favorite?
Education.
Don't answer for him, man.
I know the answer.
Yeah, it's true. Education is my favorite. I think the fact that everybody has the ability to go get an education.
Everybody has the everybody would have the ability to get an education if there was no government doing education. They'd just go and buy it.
They go and buy it.
Yeah, okay. Like they do today.
Well, you need a collective whole in order to be able to provide education.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You need a collective sum in order to provide education, because that means, for instance, the teachers aren't getting paid a huge wage to do what they're doing. It's because of self-sacrifice. I mean, the government is the people. Not necessarily. The corporation is just an entity unto itself.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a big proponent of corporations, Brent. I mean, I think that hiding behind a corporate... the corporate protection is dangerous. I mean, I don't think the society should allow these corporate protections because it, you know, causes people to band together. And I really think that if people want to do business, let's do business man to man.
Yeah. Why is it that you? Why is it that you don't you support community education, meaning like people voluntarily ponying up their services as opposed to pointing guns at people, Brent?
Well, I don't advocate putting guns.
Well, then you can't possibly support government education, because the government education system is based on people pointing weapons at other people, robbing them for their money, and then buying buying school supplies with that money.
I don't see anybody pointing guns down.
Try not paying your property taxes sometime. Well, see what happens.
He lives in New York City. He pays rent.
Oh, okay, fine. If you were a property owner in New York City, see what would happen if you just decided not to pay the property tax bill. What do you think would happen, Brent?
In the University of Florida, that's a public institution, correct?
It is. They get subsidized by the government. But do you not think that the University of Florida could operate on the amount of money that it makes, $20,000 a year per student when they're talking, I think it's 15,000 students? I think that's...
It wouldn't be, that's Florida. Florida's got a great public institution educational system.
No, we really don't. No, we're one of the lowest ranked states in the country. I don't know where you heard that, Brent.
You're saying University of Florida is not a good school?
No, the university's great.
You're talking about university-wise. Well, again, there is more competition at the university level than there is at the high school level, so it's natural that some universities are going to shine while others do not. But nonetheless, if we got the government out of it, costs would go down, as a matter of fact. More people would be able to go to afford education. And if you got the government out of education, then there'd be more of a variety of options, Brent. So if you wanted to send...
What you'll have with private enterprise is big CEOs.
No, because Brent, you could start your own school. Would you be a big CEO then? Would you be a jerk? Or would you be a nice guy? Think about that, Brent. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I'm not suggesting that governments get out of the way so Walmart can own all of the education centers in the country. I'm suggesting competition, where there's CEOs, where there's private groups, charitable groups, moms and dads. Everybody can compete in a free market. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control. 800-259-9231.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. Coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. We got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we go even farther back than that. We take you all the way back to March 1st. So be sure you go and enjoy that. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. This is the show about your calls, so we're going to go back to the phones and back to the phone. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, brothers.
What's happening?
What's happening?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, you sound like you're wasted tonight. You okay?
You ill?
Oh, no, I've just been out. I've been up since 5 this morning. I just haven't had any sleep. It's been hot out.
Got it. But, yeah, that'll do it to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple points and I wanted to move on. But, yeah, I like that point you make about people pointing guns at you, because that says it in a nutshell.
That is it, in the nutshell. That's all government is. Government is force. It is a utility. It is this big, big, huge gun, basically, that different interest groups get hold of from time to time and then use it to point it at other people, other interest groups, and force them to behave in a certain fashion. And then eventually the other interest groups end up gaining power, they get hold of the gun, and they turn it right back around on those other people. It's sick.
Yeah, and the other point I wanted to make is about the actual owning of, you know, property. Like you said, if you don't pay the landlord, I guess, you can't really say you own it like you ever do really own it.
Huh?
But did you understand that?
Not really.
Okay. People say they're property owners, but if you do not pay the landlord, the government, for the taxes, whatever.
Okay, that's what you left out, the government. When you said landlord, you didn't actually add government. Right.
Landlord, same thing.
You're suggesting that people who claim they own property are actually being deluded into thinking they own property, when in fact the property is actually owned by the government.
Well, like you said, if you don't pay your taxes, you'll see how long you own it.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I was wanting to talk about is there's a lot of people around the country and around the world, they really think that the Jews are behind a conspiracy. And I want them to understand that the Jews are nothing more than like the white supremacist group. They've actually convinced themselves that they are superior to other races. And one thing I'd like to point out to them, I mean, even though...
Now how can you say that about a group of people that is probably 7 million strong?
I don't want to... do what now?
I mean, there's a lot of people who are Jewish out there. How can you suggest that every single one of them thinks that they are better than everyone else?
Well, I can say this. I know Jews, a lot of them, and I've had contact with them. And whether they're into the Zionist, you know, white supremacists all the way, or if they're just proud, oh, I'm Jew, so I can actually fit in with this group of basically racists, basically, if you want to get it down to a nutshell.
Right.
But, I mean, so, well, they are. I mean, you could say, you know,
have you met every single one of them? I just don't understand how you can make a blanket statement like that. I used to know a woman who was Jewish, and she was very, very nice, and she's definitely not a racist.
There's also some Jewish people that actually point out some of the racism within Judaism, because, I mean, a lot of people think just because they're Jews that they are actually superior because they've actually convinced themselves of that. But my point is that...
Why, because they eat kosher foods? What exactly makes them... What makes them think that they're superior?
They actually believe it because they're Jewish, and I mean, other Jews believe the same thing. So
is that being promoted in their culture? Is that something that they talk about at their gatherings? Is how great they are as a race?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't want to make it a big Jewish thing about that because I got another point. But I mean,
well, you called about this, so I mean,
he's got another point that he wants to make.
I do, but I don't want to. I got another point I want to make.
Okay,
but
all right.
The bottom line is, you know, I don't know how many Jews you've been in contact with, but I've been in contact.
I'd say
with
one of my best friends is.
Well, I've got a couple of friends that are Jewish, and even though they don't go around saying that they are superior all the time, I've actually had conversations where they're, oh man, I'm, you know, I have enough Jew in me that I could actually go live in Israel and, you know, be considered Jew. I mean, they actually, you know, are proud because they think they can fit in. But my point is just that history will show that the Jews have been one of the smoothest backfield runners on the field. But what they need to also understand is that kind of mentality, thinking that you're superior. Oh, I've actually seen them on the internet too about, oh, look who is head of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan. Look who owns Hollywood. I mean, they actually promote this stuff.
Well, there's not that many Jews when you start in necessarily in Hollywood. I mean, there's a lot more white people.
I got to tell you, if you know, I don't really spend a lot of time doing this, but every time I turn around, I find out more and more how many people are actually Jewish that you see presented to you every night on the news.
Okay.
Or just regular on Hollywood shows or whatever. I mean, I could go through.
So what if it, I don't? I guess I don't understand why it matters so much. Let them be Jewish. Let them be Jewish
because I don't want to be. You know, I don't want you to think I want these people to say, "Oh, the Jews are or this."
I mean, I think that there's probably plenty of Christians that think that they're superior to others. There's probably plenty of atheists that think they're superior to others. Lots of people think they're superior to others because they believe their set of beliefs is the right one, and the rest of them be damned.
Well, let me tell you, I don't have a problem with the Jewish conspiracy because there's many races that are involved with a conspiracy, let's say, of doing things to destroy the world. But one thing I do have an issue with the Jews is making that book of lies called the Bible. And I'll leave it at that, but...
I guess that was the Jews that did make the Bible, right? Is that true?
The good portion of it.
But what I want to say is this, man. I mean, even though they're one of the smoothest backfield runners on the field, that kind of mentality, if they don't stop, you know, going around promoting themselves as superior, and look, we are...
You're the only person who I've ever heard promoting Jews as superior.
Well, hold on. Let me make my point, man, before the time runs up. The point is that I've run into them in many different places, and the point
is... take your word for it.
They have this superiority complex, but I will say, if they don't stop promoting themselves and getting people, like a lot of people do believe, that they are behind this conspiracy, they will find themselves in the gas ovens again. And I'm not saying...
What?
I'm not saying that...
And who's going to be doing that? You?
I hope that never happens again.
No, not me. What I'm saying is, that kind of mentality... If they want to keep on presenting themselves as ruling the world...
You're the only one. You're the only one who has ever presented...
You must not get around a lot, then, because I'm telling you, there's many people I hear on talk radio saying about, look how the Jews control the world. No, they don't control the world. They actually promote themselves as world controllers, and like I'm saying, if they don't stop that, someone, not me, is going to want to put them back in them ovens.
Paul. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. 9231.
I think that one thing that Paul is pointing out is that Jewish people have a very strong family unit, and I think that in and of itself has a tendency to have them do better in their careers.
And there may be some Jewish people that are in high levels of administration in Hollywood, etc., but to suggest that...
There's a lot of white people and a lot of black people there,
right,
too.
To suggest that there's some sort of conspiracy going on between them, I don't believe it for a second.
I haven't noticed that a lot of them agree on anything anyway. How could you get them to conspire to do anything?
I don't know. I don't get it. 800-259-92... and to be fair, I think we've had one other person call in the entire history of Free Talk Live besides Paul that had a similar viewpoint. Anyway, there you go. 800-259-9231. So Paul's heating up the oven. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember when commuting was like puttering down Disney World's Main Street? If drive time now is more like Tomorrowland Speedway, you may be the victim of road rage. When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
If your morning drives like Mr. Toad's wild ride and an afternoon's an extraterrestrial alien encounter, beware, you're not at Disney's Magic Kingdom. 1,500 people are killed annually from aggressive driving outbursts or road rage. American College of Emergency Physicians has some advice. De-stress by giving yourself extra time. Avoid driving when angry, upset, overtired. Don't tailgate, block passing lanes, or overuse your horn. Come on, prevent road rage and save lives. It's a small world after all. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. All you have to do is dial those numbers and our lovely phone screener this evening will simply get your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening to the show, and in one word, what you want to talk about. It's that simple. So, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're inside hour number two of the program. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the updates. You just sign up. We'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Come straight into your email box. And, of course, it's another free service at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. I guess I'm still just kind of reeling from that last call.
I'm sorry, I'm busy warming up the ovens.
Yeah. Paul called in and suggested this, suggested the idea that there's this great Jewish conspiracy out there, and they're taking over the world, and they own everything in Hollywood, and they blah, 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 blah. They own all the money, that sort of thing. And look, now I don't know. Maybe there's some evidence for this. I don't know. I'm not even going to, I don't want to take my time to really even look into it. Because does it really affect, us? And if it does really affect us, I mean, what can you do about it?
Well, I think there's some generalizations that have been drawn about Jewish people in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them that I would say that is somewhat true is that they're very, you know, they're very close knit as far as families go.
To expect they should be, they've been burned before. I mean, rounded up into concentration
right.
camps. When that happens, you probably create a little bit of a closer bind to those of
people
around you that love you and are like you.
I agree entirely, and that they're pretty good with money. And the evidence that I've had in my life is that, in fact, they are pretty good with money.
Right.
But I think that it's probably has to do with that family bond thing again.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, fathers and families teach each other, you know, teach their children how to, you know, take good care of money, hold on to it.
You shouldn't...
money's power.
Yeah, you shouldn't slight them for that. That's something that everybody should aspire to.
Get more money and get more power then.
Well, is to not necessarily the power aspect, but the money aspect, the handling of money. Yes, you're right. I mean, historically, back in the day, Jewish people tended to be the money changers and the money lenders and that sort of thing. And maybe that's where that came from. And maybe you're right. They did pass it down from generation to generation.
But it would only be because of government regulations that they were relegated to those roles anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes they weren't allowed citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
The governments would regulate usury laws.
Okay.
So the niche had to be filled. That's all.
By the way, our board operator says that he has a friend that's very bad with money, and he's Jewish as well. So
that holds true, I'm sure.
And that kind of goes back to what I was saying, where Paul was making these blanket statements about Jewish people. I'm sorry, Paul, did you meet everybody who's Jewish? I mean, have you had experience with every single Jewish church
out there? He's a great caller, though.
He is a good caller.
That backfield comment, you know, they're a steady backfield runner.
Uh-huh.
It draws a great mental picture. The firing up the ovens thing, well, I mean, you know exactly what he's talking about. He really knows how to use the English language when he's had a chance to really formulate what he's calling. And yet I love him as a caller.
Sure.
But I'm not so sure I agree on the Jewish thing.
No, definitely not. I mean, and again, I've met Jewish people throughout my life. I don't know them very well, necessarily. I mean, I certainly have never gotten to know them enough to where I would be able to say, you're part of a conspiracy, aren't you? I mean, how you can make that allegation just because some of the people at the top of certain industries are Jewish, I don't think that's evidence at all.
Well,
and again, not that it would matter. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to call all the talk radio shows and get on the air? Because, by the way, most of them aren't going to let you on, like Free Talk Live does. And you're going to spread your word that way and what? Advocate throwing them in the ovens? I just don't get it. What are you going to do about it?
Just because because people say that it's true that there's a Jewish conspiracy doesn't make it so.
Sure.
Just because there's people saying it doesn't make it so. I do get a rash of anti-Jewish emails. I don't know how I ever got on, got these things. But, I mean, I just have one here, sitting here that says, evil Jewish leaders are a curse to God's chosen people.
I think all of the leaders, so-called, in this country, the politicians are evil, whether they're Jewish or not. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in Idaho. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, sure, you're welcome.
I found you guys by going to the iPodcast, and I just got done over there at vote.freetalklive.com.
Excellent, John. Thanks for the plug. Thank you.
Hey, that was easy. You just had to put in your email address there. But I wanted to go over a little bit what Paul was talking about.
All right. You can clarify it for us without using any oven jokes.
You guys. Hey, in the Old Testament, Abraham was given some very personal promises, which extended to his family and his children's children's children. And so...
That they'd be as numerous as the sands on the beach, or as numerous as the stars in the sky.
Yes.
Right.
And many interpret some of the things that were told to Abraham as meaning that they've got a free ticket into heaven almost.
Okay. Okay.
And so there might be something to what Paul says. Out here in Idaho. You can't hardly find.
How does what happened to Abraham in a fictional book have anything to do with Jewish people in real life?
Okay, well, if they are convinced that it's not fictional, then they may be under the misconception that they are superior in one way or another.
Oh, that they're like the chosen. Like to suggest that they're the chosen race or something like that? Is that what you mean?
I don't think Jews believe in heaven. I'm pretty sure that they don't really believe in an afterlife.
Really?
Yeah, that's my belief.
Perhaps
a Jewish person could call in and clear it up for us.
There must be a Jewish person listening.
must be one out there somewhere.
I mean, yeah, if they're taking.
I can assure you, one of our callers tonight, I know for certain, is Jewish.
Well, if the Jewish people are really taking over the world, then they must be monitoring Free Talk Live, and so therefore, one of them must. They should be able to call in and just refute all this. I mean, if they're really taking over the world, then they must have explanations for all this in order to allay our fears and control us, right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I'm conservative.
Okay.
And but you had some ideas on there, and that I really agree with, and like the situation at the border.
Are you at a telemarketing office right now, John? There's like a lot of activity in the background.
It's not telemarketing, but it is the.
An office.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about what's going on at the border. What did you have to say about that?
Well, I think that we need to let as many people in here as want to come if they want to come in here to work and make a living.
I agree with you. And we can make sure that the people that want to come in here and work and make a living are the only ones coming in if we get rid of welfare. How do you feel about that?
I think that's one of the steps that definitely needs to be taken. And another one is some kind of a background check that they would pay for themselves to prove that they're not, I'm not interested in bringing a lot of criminals in.
Of all the restrictions I've ever heard, that's the most reasonable one I've ever heard.
It is certainly sensible, but then again, I'll just bring up the point, John, that if you want to bring background checks and force all the immigrants to have background checks, all those that find out, the criminals that are trying to get in that find out they're going to be background checked are just going to sneak in, just like they do today. So really, all you're going to end up doing with your background checks is just inconveniencing the law-abiding ones. Just like with gun bans. With a gun ban, all of the law-abiding citizens turn in their guns. The criminals will never turn in their guns just because the politicians say they should. John, final thoughts, about 10 seconds, go.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Everybody go to vote.com. freetalklive.com. Thanks.
Man, John, we love it. Thanks, dude. We appreciate the call.
800-259-9231.
We got listeners shilling for you. It's a good thing. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
we're inside hour number two. And, again, anything goes, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, even pop culture, 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. Sometimes we read emails on the air, so it might get read. But if you want to get your ideas out there, the phones are the way to go. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And don't forget to check out our website at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on there for you, and it's absolutely free. We've actually been experimenting with, as Johnson put it, sort of like it's turning into the shrine of male listeners. Although it's kind of like the shrine of anybody. It's a site called MySpace, and we've created an account for Free Talk Live, and you can have your own account, and you add friends to your account. You can add Free Talk Live to your friends list, and when somebody wants to join our friends list, we have to say yes. Of course, we approve everybody that wants to join, but you can actually see what some of our male listeners look like if you go to MySpace. freetalklive.com, if that interests you. So there you go, myspace.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, and to the fun, we've got Adriana in New York. Adriana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hi. I just tuned in regarding, and I just tuned in to the phrase about throw them in the oven.
Yeah.
Or questions about all the, like, Jewish thought and belief, and I am happy, more than happy, to answer any as well as I can.
Are you a Jew? Are you a Jewish person, Adriana?
Yes, I am. Actually, I recently, probably like within the past 10 years, have returned to it because I've just found so much truth in it.
Now, Adriana, I have a first. My first question is the term Jews like in any way derogatory, or do Jewish people prefer the term Jewish people, or what? Like, it makes me a little uncomfortable saying Jews.
Yeah, like Japs.
Right. It's just a little.
Well, But Jews, no.
Forever. All right. Now, second question is there an afterlife for Jewish people in the religion? Do you believe in an afterlife?
And there's so much. There's so many writings by so many rabbis from way, way back. But nothing that's concrete. And basically, our basic theory in life is that it's why we have so many laws about everything. Laws about what we eat. Laws about what we do on, you know, Saturdays. Laws about this, that, whatever. Is because we think that this is our one life that we know we have. So we might as well try to figure out how to live it in the most moral way possible.
Now, one more question, and thank you for that. One more question is, why do you think that there's all these conspiracy theories that surround Jews for a long time? I mean, there's the Spanish Inquisition. There was, of course, the Nazis. Why not Belgians or Mongols or American Indians are trying to take over the world and you know, ruin all our lives?
Wow, that's such a huge question.
Is it because they're God's people, or, I mean, what's...
Well, let's see. I think that, in so many ways, Jews have been scapegoated in many ways, but the point is that I think the reason why, I mean, the fact that we've existed for more than 3,000 years is ridiculous. I mean, it's one of the basic, reasons why I just have to think that this stuff is just true, you know?
So you actually haven't heard any rumors about a conspiracy? They don't talk about that at the little Jewish seminars that you go to or whatever?
Well, of course. I mean, we don't...
They do talk about it?
No, we don't talk about it. No, we don't. I mean, whatever. In universities and classes, sure. Like that. I mean, whatever. I mean, that's not... Yes, of course, I hear that. I hear that it's a total stereotype. It's whatever. I think that there's such a close... It seems like... I mean...
Are there poor Jewish people?
Oh,
are there
gosh,
poor?
Of course.
Yes. Of course there are.
Now, what is it that? Now, why is it that they're poor when there's so much money in with Jewish people? Why don't they give out their money to the rest of the race to promote them? If there really is a conspiracy, wouldn't they, you know, be kind of propping up those of them that didn't really understand how to save money just to show that they're better because they're Jewish?
You know, that's actually okay. That's totally huge too. I totally think that Israel is now getting to be. Everyone's like, why doesn't Israel just do a marching campaign on saying how many great things we've done? And we've done so many amazing, amazing things. And now, like, lately, there's finally been, but they've been just putting so much money into trying to defend ourselves that it's like, that's like, that's what is obviously the most important thing on the plate. But, I think the chosen people question or idea that was brought up and how, superior is not at all the point of it. Like, the fact that, and it's all also based on Christian philosophy, the fact that God chose to give the Torah or the Bible, the Old Testament, to a certain group of people, and which then branched down into Christians and Catholics and everyone, you know? But it's that God chose those people to give the Torah to. Torah actually means instructions. That's what the word Torah means.
Okay.
Instructions for living, and I can say, from being an observant person, it's extremely difficult.
To follow all the instructions, you mean?
Oh, yes. And you know what? We can mess up as much or more than anyone else in the entire world. So don't even say we will never say we are perfect, ever.
Absolutely not. I'm not on their side at all. I was just asking some of the questions just to, you know, just to kind of clarify things. I think that your people, just like anybody else, we all breathe, we all eat, we all take a dump from time to time. And we're all human beings. We're all individuals. Adriana, thanks for the call. Great call. We definitely appreciate it. And,
right.
Hey, send us your picture, too. We want to get you on our Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and check that out. Thank you again, 800-259-9231. If you've got comments on this Jewish situation, we'd love to hear from you. Moments remain in the show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is Free Talk Live, so take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring us anything. Although now's the time to do it, because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But never fear, we do it 6 nights a week for your listening pleasure. 8 till 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and that's Eastern Time in the evening. Of course, we also have a live Saturday show from 7 until 10, so join us for every single moment. And, of course, join us online. Grab up the archives. If you miss a moment of the show, we got the last 6 days right on the front page. Goes even farther back than that. All of it free. And don't forget to go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com if you have not yet done so this month. Thanks to those of you that have. We are currently the number 3 podcast in the world, so be sure you go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell some friends. Tell 2 or 3 friends about the show and tell them to go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell them to listen to the program, because there's not much else like this show out there. Let's go to the phones for the fun. It is Johnson on the line from Florida. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good. Oh, man, those crazy Jews taking up a whole 0.22% of the world's population, man. They just start marching on.
Okay.
It doesn't seem very formidable, does it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't really. It's like a mosquito. Mm-hmm. They're the world's 12th most popular religion.
Huh. I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to, you know, break it down, you know, Christianity makes up 33%, Islam makes up 21%, non-religious makes up 16%, and that's including agnostic atheists, secular mm-hmm. humanists, people answering no religion or that they don't really have a preference.
What about me? Where do I come in with my crazy New Thought stuff?
You probably come in the 16%.
Okay.
Hmm.
Hinduism's next at 14%, then Buddhism, Chinese traditional, and primal indigenous, those all make up, that's like, kind of like African diasporic religion. That's okay. Each one of those makes up 6%. And then Sikhism and Judaism are down there at, like, you know, Sikhism is 0.36 and Judaism is 0.22.
Wow. Sikhs are something you don't see a lot of.
Yeah, you have to seek them out.
Yeah.
We just happen to probably have a lot of Jewish people here in this country. I mean,
they had to run from so often from so many people trying to kill them. I'd be right. here too. This is of all the countries in the world, it seems like this is one of the top 10 for least likely to kill the Jews.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's what I'm hoping. Now, back to Sikhs. You know, if you see somebody with a turban, they're not Muslim. They're Sikh.
They're Sikh. Okay.
But the real reason why I called this, I was just, you know, listening to you guys earlier talking to someone about the schools and whatnot, and I was thinking, you know, a good addition maybe to the website or something to be built or something. You know, when we, Ian and myself, you know, were protesting, there were these convenient pamphlets that had, like, just basically neatly packaged pieces of information. And I was thinking, you know, it would be interesting if, you know, no other talk show really does this, but it would be interesting if Free Talk Live had, like, for example, schools.freetalklive.com or something like that, where, like, someone could go and get information about the show's viewpoint on schools and get links to various sources and various people who have maybe written stuff, like Harry Brown has written his viewpoint in schools and just, like,
it's an interesting idea.
It's kind of like the BBS, so though.
Because, I mean, we are kind of an educational show, you know?
Absolutely. Although, I think I got to agree with Manwich on that one. I mean, the BBS kind of fills in that gap as far as people looking for more information. At the same time, that would require, like, a lot more work on my part as the webmaster.
I'd be willing to help out on that.
Well, we got other things. We got priorities on the website, including some T-shirts and stuff like that we need to be working on first. But that's an interesting idea. Yes, Free Talk Live T-shirts are coming sometime this year. So keep tuned in for that, and we'll keep you informed. Of course, if you're signed up to the updates, you'll be the first to know about it. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow night right here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time at freetalklive.com. Of course, your local radio stations as well, hopefully. And, of course, we'll see you then. Later.
If you're tired of...